Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stress and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The nighttime racing action returns at Los Alamitos next Saturday night with another thrilling racing card at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We're off this Easter Sunday at Los Alamitos, but we'll be back before you know it. The racing program next Saturday will include night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is over $200,000, plus our ever-popular $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 to the pick six pool if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players and racing fans. We're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the Kentucky Derby on Saturday, May 3rd. Los Alamitos Futurity winner Journalism will be hoping to lead the field in the Kentucky Derby. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. Remember, live racing returns here next Saturday night.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Rags and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Rags and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. With world-class speed and the ability to carry it a distance of ground, Forbidden Kingdom is a tremendous opportunity for the California breeder. And he joins a stallion roster that includes perennial top sire Clubhouse Ride, along with Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Roofing, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Happy Easter, happy Passover. Most important thing, I think, on this day, hopefully we can all agree, try and get with family and friends and just appreciate what we have, and that is precious life and hopefully opportunities and so on and so forth. There's always going to be disagreements, but a lot we can agree upon. Some great news this week out here for racing in California. We talked about it last week on air, but it was confirmed in a statement from Santa Anita. The Olympics are coming back to the great race place. The equine, the equestrian events will be held for the 2028 Olympics, originally scheduled for Galway Downs in Temecula. And boy, really glad that the decision was made. Let's get them to Santa Anita. They're going to be ready for it. And the really good news attendant to that, I think, has to be that if Belinda Stronach First Racing is going to commit to the 2028 Olympic Games, then horse racing is going to be okay, at least through that point. And there's just been so much uncertainty, so much doubt, and really spurred on by this decoupling business down in Florida. We've got some good news in that regard, some major league advocacy on behalf of the Florida racing and breeding industry coming from the top guy in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis. We're going to be checking out some sound from an appearance that Governor DeSantis made at the Ocala Breeders' Sales this past Thursday morning. I went to the Pollock Report, really happy to see a good friend of mine, Ryan Mahan, who's the chief auctioneer there at OBS, standing behind Governor DeSantis while he made his remarks with no cue cards, teleprompter, or anything else. He did touch upon some other political stuff that we tried to weed out on the front end. We've got about a minute and a half of tape, and we'll be getting to that in short order. And I would just say this, I think we have to look at Damon Thayer and what is going on now with some very sophisticated advocacy for racing. Look at it and let's get it going out here. Because everybody's cards, as Aaron Wellman said here a couple of weeks ago, are now on the table. In terms of news, some really sad news coming Friday. The one and only Professor Gordon Jones, a guy with whom I worked for several years out at Fairplex Park doing live satellite television. I enjoyed every minute of it with the prof. The one thing that always impressed me about Gordon Jones, his passion and his energy for a guy his age. Now, he passed away at age 95. I spoke at length yesterday with his daughter, Joanne, with whom I also worked earlier at Hollywood Park. But The prof was just unbelievable. His passion, his enthusiasm for the game. So many nice compliments coming Joanne's way. And, you can't say enough about the prof's his passion for horse racing. There was a handicap horse back in the early 70s by the name of Indefatigable. And that was Gordon Jones when you're talking about horse racing. A lot to talk about. Let's get back to Long Island. I think he's with the family for Passover. My good friend on behalf of the Ragas and Cheese, Jonathan Hardoon. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Happy Easter and happy Passover to all the listeners and to you as well.
Indeed, John. What a great time to be alive. I mentioned Governor DeSantis coming to OBS, and I think Mike Rapoli was a big part of that. Just glad to see some high-profile, sophisticated, big-league advocacy.
It certainly is, Mike, and it's interesting to note, I guess he has veto power, and it's going to be interesting if he uses it against a decoupling bill and that everybody's against for the most part, or anybody that cares about the game is against, that's for sure. You know, and it's nice to have some power on your side for once.
John, sunlight is the ultimate elixir. All this business was started up last summer confidentially with a supposed horseman's representative. What a joke. And those meetings were initiated by First Racing. We need to get the decoupling in order to get another investor here. Meantime, as we've said many times, they would have never had a gaming license there at Gulfstream Park were it not for thoroughbred horse racing. That's how the license was gotten, obtained, and 20 years ago. And now they've decided the property has, it's increased in value to the extent that, racing is just, we don't need this. We want to attract other investors, and they don't want to be coupled to a situation where we have to give a certain percentage of the take to thoroughbred purses and so on. So they've made a decision to decouple, and it looked as though it was sailing through the Florida House of Representatives and the Senate. But now you have Governor DeSantis saying, oh, wait a minute. So, Elisa, if we can, we've got about a minute and a half of audio, John. This is Governor Ron DeSantis this past Thursday at the OBS sale in Ocala, Florida.
...84 positions. I got Highway Patrol, doing immigration enforcement, all kinds of stuff. I mean, they're working really hard, and then you see that. And then on this issue of the paramutuals, you know, it's like there's certain things that some people push for, others push for. Sometimes we have a big, diverse state. Different populations can be for different things, and that's just the way it goes. I just try to not put my finger in the wind, just do what's right. But on this issue with the horses, you know, it seems to me that they're basically have proposals that will have the effect of harming the industry here in Florida to basically benefit one special interest. That's not how you do good policy. And so we're watching all this. So we're watching all this very carefully. And, I'm playing the role now, having delivered a lot of successes. We're going to try to build off as best we can. But I'm having to play the role now of protecting the people of Florida from any sabotage that's being done in the Florida House of Representatives. And, you know, you guys will have an opportunity to talk to the people that you sent there, because they're not doing what they told you they would do. And this issue, you can argue it different ways, but I just look at it as like, are you standing up for Floridians or not? Are you siding with folks that don't even live here? Or other interests, or are you standing for the people? And we've seen that in different things. You know, they won't even entertain property tax relief, which I think we need in Florida. But they want to do this sales tax cut that's going to benefit Canadian tourists and foreigners coming. I don't want to cut taxes on tourists and foreigners. I want to cut taxes on Florida homeowners. And so we're doing all these battles. So just... I'm just putting it in perspective. I understand the importance of the industry to the state, not just in terms of economy, which is, you know, it's important, but, you know, it's like we've got a lot of good stuff going too, but to culture and way of life and things that people have known for many generations. And so we'll be looking at seeing what ends up being produced in the Florida legislature. But, you know, you can count me as one that is not going to look favorably on legislation that's going to decimate any of our
And my thanks to Elise Diaz for helping facilitate that audio, and to Ray Pollack at the Pollack Report for making it available to all of us. And, John, a tip of the cap to an entity called the Thoroughbred Racing Initiative. They wrote the release that's up at the Pollack Report, and they provided that audio. Damon Thayer, a driving force in getting the historical horse racing machine legislation done with Democrats, Republicans in Kentucky, Governor Beshear. He is now front and center with the Florida people. I would only hope we could get Mr. Thayer and some of his folks on a bus out here, John, to try and mount a defense of this nature, at the risk of triggering a junior regulator out here in California. John, wouldn't it be nice if Governor Newsom stepped up, congratulated Santa Anita on the improved health and safety numbers and so on, and really did something, even verbally, to advocate for this great industry that employs tens of thousands of men and women supporting their families statewide, huge ripple effect with agribusiness? Wouldn't it be nice if Governor Newsom were to advocate for our business out here?
Yeah, it certainly would be, and it would be nice if he made some sort of positive announcement. I mean, listen to the applause and the cheers that DeSantis got. And he used a very interesting word. He said the bill is going to sabotage.
Thank you.
So he gets it.
Yeah.
He gets it. You know, I mean, it's amazing. And listen, if you're in Florida, you got to really feel happy about seeing DeSantis at the sales. And you're right. Rapoli, I'm sure, had a lot to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
But no matter how you slice it, obviously we know what side of the game he's on. And he's on the players and the horsemen and the trainers. You know, this bill was sold as really fraud. They said everybody was aboard, and it was a complete lie.
Yeah, right.
No one was aboard.
No.
Except for the Stronic Group and that side. No one. People were trainers, owners. Nobody wanted this, but they sold it.
Yeah.
And they said everybody's in agreement, and that was total bull. And they got it. They tried to get away with it, but thank God they didn't.
Yeah. Anyway, John, I get back to this, the sunlight angle. It is the greatest medicine. Now, as Aaron Wellman said, everybody's cards are on the table. So now let's negotiate in good faith, and we've just got to have sophisticated advocacy for our game. Now, we gave some of the good news. Here's some other news. We haven't been able really to get an answer as to what's up with this concept of California Crown. Now, this was a big deal out here last year. It was originally billed as some sort of a bridge from the Triple Crown to the Breeders' Cup and so on and so forth. We haven't gotten an answer, but I can tell you this. I've had some folks take a look at the Preakness Condition Book. There's only one change from last year, John. There is no longer a $5 million bonus offered to the winner of the 2025 Preakness, the 2025 California Crown here at Santa Anita, formerly known as the Awesome Again, and the Pegasus World Cup Invitational, which will be run in January 2026 at Gulfstream Park. So that is not in the book, the Pimlico book. I think that's the answer some people have been seeking. It doesn't appear that there's going to be another California Crown out here at Santa Anita. And maybe those monies can go out, you know, in other directions. But it's just, I think, something people have been wondering about.
Well, they certainly showed their hand, Mike. They have no interest in continuing it. It's plain and simple. I don't know if it's the money, if they're looking. I have no idea. But obviously, they have no interest in continuing it.
Yeah.
Not only that, I mean, to pull off that feat is it's pretty hard to do, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know? Really? Yeah.
Why would they be so afraid and want to discontinue it unless they want no chance of ever being exposed.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just showed their hand, and it's bad news for them because they're playing this really bad, Mike, to be honest with you.
John, I promised the listeners last week that we would have clean audio. It's only 17 seconds. Then we got to quickly run through a few other things because I've got a top jockey agent, Matt Nakatani, standing by. His guy, Umberto Rispoli, was aboard journalism for a big Kentucky Derby work yesterday. And we're going to be talking to Matt in just a few seconds. But anyway, here's a 17-second clip. This is the weekend of this year's Pegasus World Cup Invitational that was run on January 25th at Gulfstream. It's called Nick at the Cup. It's Nick Luck, a guy I have tremendous respect for, has done a lot of work with the Breeders' Cup and NBC for a good many years now, along with First Racing president Aiden Butler. And, you know, with all this business concern, very deep concern about, you know, computer-assisted wagering, the algorithms and everything else, Aiden Butler weighs in on fixed odds wagering. Here it is.
Do you understand the need to, at the same time as doing the job of making sure all the horses and jockeys are safe, to promote the sport as a legitimate gambling sport back against the sort of neo-puritanical wave that's sort of sweeping all up?
Absolutely. And one of the charges when I first joined was, and I guess one of the reasons I was hired was because of my expertise with fixed odds and knowing that the US market is moving towards a more fixed odds, or rather the general public understanding fixed odds better in the US market.
Okay, John, a couple of things. Your reaction. First of all, are we, in your opinion, are we moving toward fixed odds wagering?
I don't think so, Mike. They tried it at Monmouth. I don't think it was a success at all. And I think the game has passed this guy by, to be honest with you. He's living 10 years ago. There will be no fixed odds. It just won't work. I mean, you're going to have to find a bookmaker to book it, and then they limit you. You know, it's a great idea, but it just, it could never work, and people aren't going to be attracted to it, I don't think. You know, I mean, maybe it's an answer to the CAW, but I don't see it because, yeah, again, they limit how much you can bet. It's not, you know, it sounds real good, but when you try to practice it, it doesn't work, and it's not going
to
work.
We go back to the old sports challenge buzzer. There it is. Okay, now Nick Luck referenced what he called a near puritanical wave. This is with regard to this, a lot of this animal rights-driven veterinary regulatory stuff. That's what I know. Nick is very strong on that. Look, we got to be realistic. So anyway, we got that done. It was clean as a whistle. Would you agree, John, the audio?
Absolutely. You okay? Got it. We were able to understand it.
Right. Okay. I want to ask you about yesterday's Oaklawn Handicap. There's an Eclipse, a reigning Eclipse Award-winning jockey. Now, his name is Flavion Pratt. And, John, first time aboard the Brad Cox train, first mission yesterday in the Oaklawn Handicap. And, wow, that's all you can say.
Yeah, he gave that horse a terrific ride. You know, they made the rider switch from Giroux to Pratt. And I'm going to tell you, Pratt made the difference yesterday, Mike. He gave that horse a brilliant ride. Skippy Longstocking just never showed up. He won the race last year. Yesterday, he did not, you know, just threw in a clunker, and it happens. The interesting thing is the Derby is 2 weeks from yesterday, and Mr. Pratt does not have a mount yet, but
yeah.
I'm sure they'll figure something out. You know, he committed to ride Baeza if he gets in, so he's got a lot of riding on that, but it'll be interesting to see if the first Saturday in May and Pratt's not going to have a mount. I don't buy it.
Baeza, runner-up in the Santa Anita Derby to Journalism. They're going to ship and wait, hope to get in, fingers crossed. Boy, he's got the talent to fit with those. John, our time is really, really short. Only three tracks running today, Santa Anita, Gulfstream, and Hawthorne. Where do you want to go for hour one?
Let's go to Gulfstream. Look at race number 9. It's a mile and an eighth on Tapeda. I like the number 4 horse in here, Dear Dad. This is a 5-year-old gelding from the Mark Cassie barn. Rider switched today to Edward Gonzalez. This horse is really in top form now. His last 3 races, any one of them good enough to get the job done here. Number 4, Dear Dad, 4-1 on the morning line, wins today's 9th race at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, John, on a programming note, stay tuned because we got a guy by the name of Al Michaels coming along in about an hour or so to address the one and only Professor Gordon Jones, and really looking forward to that. I know you are as well. John, encourage everybody to go to JONHARDON.com. Slim pickings today, but we're looking ahead to next weekend, just 13 days out from the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, yeah, and there is no wagering on horses in New York State today. I mean, if you go to the drag queen's website, you can bet all the basketball you want. If you go to the casino, at Aqueduct, you can bet all the cards and slot machines you want. But if you want to bet on a horse, well, you've got to drive over the Washington Bridge and go to New Jersey, because they do not allow horse racing in New York, and it's insane.
We've got a textbook blue line well north of the Mason-Dixon line. Hey, John, always enjoy the conversation. We'll check you on the back end round about 9:55. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, as advertised, and we're late, we're joined now by one of the top agents here in California now. A guy works very hard and grew up in the game, the son of Hall of Fame jockey Corey Nakatani. Matt Nakatani. Good morning, Matt. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Thanks for being patient. First things first, how did journalism go yesterday? What's Umberto thinking?
Yeah, all the reports were very happy. He just his first work back from the Sandy to Derby. But, you know, as far as our concerns, we got a smile on our face. And,
right.
Everything's going to a T.
And when will Umberto get back there? You know, it's funny. He rode the race, as you know, a year ago on a 48-1 shot, who he's back on today in the Grade 3 American at Santa Anita, a mile on grass. His name is Endlessly for Michael McCarthy, also the trainer of journalism. But just the mindset going in last year, I mean, it looked like, hey, we got not much chance at 48-1. This year, everybody knows you're there. You're going to be the morning line favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, Alberto and I have had plenty of conversations about this already. We're just taking it day by day right now, and we'll see, you know, obviously as it gets a little closer, the anticipation will build. But we'll focus on today's races, and, you know, we've obviously had this weekend of racing. We have another week of racing next week, and then
right.
Then it'll be time to get excited. So,
And you're off to a good start at what's called the Hollywood Meet. You had a couple of wins yesterday. Matt, I want to point out, I should have done at the top of the show, early post today at Santa Anita, 12 noon for a 10-race card. Boy, Kurt Hoover mentioned it yesterday on FanDuel. I think this is the right move. Give people a chance to come out, do some racing, do some Easter egg hunting, then get with family and friends. But I mentioned Endlessly for Michael McCarthy and the American. Now, this horse has been away, I think, since the Belmont Derby. In fact, on July 6th of last year, how's he training? Do you think he can win off the bench at 9-2 today, Matt?
Yeah, I could tell you this. He's doing terrific. He's the type of horse that we obviously had very high hopes last year, and it just so happened it worked out that Mr. Ammerman, you know, obviously we won the Jeff Ruby Stakes on him and had the opportunity to gain a berth into the Kentucky Derby. He had another horse named Trickery that could run in the American, which was the turf race on the undercard of Kentucky Derby Day. So how happened he wanted to keep those apart, because I remember Michael was definitely pointing to the American, knowing that Endlessly is a turf horse and his best days ahead of him on the grass. So just how happened we separated them. Luckily enough for us, Mr. Ammerman, we won on Trickery of the American last year, so it was a great day. And then for the horse to finish ninth, I think it was pretty admirable in itself, knowing he's not a dirt horse. So he came back in the Belmont Derby, just, you know, running in the Kentucky Derby, that series, it's grueling on a horse. And I think Michael thought that it just took something out of him.
Yeah.
So the best thing was to turn him out, give him some time, and bring him back as a four-year-old to do his best work ahead of him. And obviously this is a kickoff of hopefully a good year for him. And he's training well. You never know if they need a race off the layoff, but all indications right now he's ready to roll.
Hey, last thing, Matt, I just want to wish you, well, certainly all the best and good health to you and Umberto Rispoli leading into the Derby, but – Boy, I just hope you're able to embrace the whole thing. I know you've got family back there, your mom, you know, your sister, Michelle. And, you know, this is a race that eluded your dad for a good many years, and everybody knows how important it is to win, but the stars have to align. Want to wish you and Umberto Rispoli, Mike McCarthy, Aaron Wellman, Eclipse, everybody all the best with journalism heading into the Run for the Roses 13 days out, Matt. Thanks for your time.
Yes, Mike, thank you. You know, listen, like I said, we're very excited about this opportunity, and we're going to represent the West Coast and put our best foot forward, and hopefully the stars align, and if it's meant to be, it'll be.
All right, buddy. Take care. Matt Nakatani with us. We're late on the break. Going to take it. Coming back strong. We've got John Lindo, and then we're going to be going to Bob Mazursky in hour one today. No Orlando Gutierrez. He's sleeping in. Los Alamitos dark tonight, but they're open for satellite wagering this afternoon. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Hour one, Thurbit, Los Angeles. Listen, folks, if you've got a mare or mares, we're just about halfway through the breeding season now, as you should know. We go ahead and breed through June with an 11-month gestation period. Think about Forbidden Kingdom, brand new at stud this year and off-the-charts winner of the biggest prep to the Santa Anita Derby in 2022. Forbidden Kingdom, a moldable Grade 2 winner and a Kentucky stallion for the state of California. Give them a call up at Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch and get your mares to Forbidden Kingdom. The number to call up there, farm manager Terry Knight, as they say, let him take you from the breeder's shed to the winner's circle, 510-928-4980. And, of course, Forbidden Kingdom stands along with perennial California-based stalwart clubhouse ride and along with the impeccably bred Straight Fire. And, you know, when you're thinking about Legacy Ranch and what makes the game go, it also very dependent upon parimutuel wagering. And Pete Perella, one of the primaries out here at the Derby Club at Fairplex Park. Never any charge to park or admission. The Derby Club, they put enough, Derby Room rather, they put enough live clerks on. They've got a ton of self-serve machines, an outstanding food and beverage menu, and they manage the audio-visual. They're on it day in, day out. It's a great place to get together, have lunch, what have you. The Derby Room out at Fairplex Park. Great supporters of the show. Let's get down to Carlsbad and say hello to John Lindo. You can catch him and Bob Ike here on AM 830 with Thoroughbred LA every Saturday from 9 to 10. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Mike. Happy Easter to you. Happy Easter to our listeners.
Exactly. You sent me a text. We had another big Derby colt work this morning at Santa Anita.
We actually had a couple. Rodriguez, the Bob Baffert three-year-old, the Wood Memorial winner. He went 5 furlongs to Equibase, gives him a final time of 1:02. And John Sherris' horse by Asa got in his final prep before he ships to Kentucky. He went 6 furlongs this morning in 1:15.3. So a couple of Derby horses from California getting in works before they have to hop a plane this week. Got to be on the ground by 11 o'clock on Saturday, next Saturday for the Derby.
Right. So John Sherriff's original plan was, look, if things hadn't taken shape kind of by now, he was thinking about passing on making that trip and kind of standing by to see if anybody was going to ask him to dance, in other words, to draw in to the body of the race. But, you know, the owners, Lee and Susan Searing, as everybody knows, you only get one shot at the Derby per horse. And this guy's got a ton of talent. John, what do you think right now? What do they got, two horses in front of him?
I think so. You know, Bill got into the body of the race right now, but I don't know if he's actually planning to go. There's one other horse in Florida. I can't pronounce his name. Neo. Oh, gosh, I can't remember his name. But anyways, he wants to run. He's ahead of Baeza. He would be next in line, and then you have Baeza. So, you know, between now and next Saturday entry day, and you can enter and get on the also eligible list, which he would make, and wait for any scratches going into Derby Day. Of course, that happens when you're stuck in post number 20 if you do draw in. But we'll see what happens there. Things always happen during Derby week.
Yeah.
I saw Japan Street just got to Churchill Downs today after working in Florida. We had a bunch of workers yesterday. Let's see how everybody comes out of those works and move forward, and we'll play it by ear. And I think the only option John has to do is to be able to go. He's got to get out there and get settled in. If they don't make the Derby, they'll go to the Preakness.
No, I if it's me, I'd be feeling the same way Lee Searing does. So here's fingers crossed, hoping they get in. John, let's get back to Rodriguez. I'm high on this horse, and the way he's trained, obviously the way he ran in the wood, and a lot of people that, you know, they say, well, when was the last time a horse won the wood and won the Derby? I think it was Funnyside. We're going back a lot of years, but that's got nothing to do with Rodriguez. And I say, in this context, you want to overlook a Baffert horse like this, you do so at your own peril. Your thoughts on Rodriguez? How good is he?
Well, you know he has talent. He earned a big buyer's fee figure when he broke his maiden at Santa Anita and then got outrun a couple times. But he went back to the Wood Memorial, and he validated that maiden win and winning the Wood wire to wire. But that's the thing, Mike. His two wins have come when he was able to make the lead and dictate the pace. Well, you know how the Derby goes. You're going to have East Avenue in there. There are some other Baffert horses. Owen Almighty has decided to go. He's got speed. So
yeah.
I don't know if the lead's going to be there for the taking. He's got the ability, but has he shown the versatility you need in the Derby? What if he breaks a step slow? You know, it's those type of things that you have to overcome to win that race.
So tough. 20 horses. And I know, you know, our good friend is Kurt Hoover on FanDuel. And Kurt, through the years, has said, post position doesn't matter. Well, damn it, it does. You draw 1-2, that is just not a good place to be.
Well, it sure limits your options, right? And everything has to go perfect. If you draw a little better post, you're allowed to make maybe a little half mistake here or there. But it's such a tough race to win. And we'll know more after the draw next Saturday where the speed is drawn, who's in, and how the race is going to look like, at least on paper.
Hey, John, I mentioned good news. The Olympics, the equestrian events, are coming to Santa Anita in 2028, and I really think that helps dispel the cloud of uncertainty, as to whether or not, hey, we're going to be running. Well, I think we're good through 2028. I think you agree. That said, the California bred situation is so, so important to our overall presentation. And the full crop nationwide has been down, but still a lot of really, really good reasons, good incentives to own and breed here in California, John.
Both of these cards on a daily basis are made up of cowbreds. So there are opportunities if you have a cowbred to get out here. And the purses, they're not like what they are back east, but they're not bad. And you can knock out a pretty good, set of earnings there if you have a decent horse. And there are, like I said, with the cowbred incentive programs, the owner's premiums, you get that check if you can win a maiden special weight with a cowbred. There are a lot of ways you can build up that bankroll with the cowbreds throughout the year. So I just think the opportunities are going to grow because they need these horses out here in Southern California.
Right. And I'm hoping we can get more and more advocacy. I keep getting back to that word, John. I can't help it. What we're seeing now in Florida, to me, let's take that as a template, the boilerplate, and let's go. You know, let's get busy. There's too much at stake.
Well, yeah, there's no time. You can't wait. You got to get it done now.
Yeah. What about a cowbred of the week, John?
Well, we talked about a horse that won on Friday, a filly named Miso Fancy. She overcame a ton of trouble. And here's a way you can get a cowbred that's not by a California stallion, by Kira Conti out of the Souvenir Coffee Mare Sandy Cheeks. But because the foal was foaled out here and bred back to a stallion based in California, this is a cow bred, was bred by Siaglio Racing, owned by Siaglio Racing and Christensen, trained by Leonard Powell. She has been in the exact in all five career starts. She picked up almost $37,000 for the win Friday. And she now has career earnings over $130,000. So there are a lot of ways to make your foal eligible for the Calbred program.
Terrific. And, John, before we get your selection, heard again from Steve Johnson last night up at the South Point. You know, I get the impression this guy really loves what he does. I don't think he thinks of it as work. He loves making things go at the South Point, and they've got so much to offer, including a big handicapping seminar hosted by Ralph Sirocco, who is the guy behind Race Day Las Vegas Radio up there, Jonathan Hardoon and yourself, Kentucky Oaks Day Night. It'll be the night before the Derby at the South Point.
Right. We go at 6 p.m. on that Friday after the Oaks and everything else in the Grandview Lounge. That's the bar lounge right next to the race book there. We'll have tables, and you know, it's a whole bar setting. You can put your racing forms down, and we'll go through the entire horse by horse Derby, and also, you know, we'll look at other races on that card at Churchill Downs on that Saturday. It was huge undercard, a lot of opportunities. You're going to see a lot of West Coast representation. We'll cover all of that there in that seminar, and then they're going to have the bar room will be open again, the exhibit hall. In fact, they're going to use this year for the Derby party that opens at 9 a.m. on Saturday. All day wagering there for the Derby and all the other cards. Not only Churchill Downs, but everywhere else that's running.
The undercard those 2 days, Oaks Day, Derby Day, tremendous. And, John, a whole lot of casual money, which is tough to find these days.
And you know what? There's no admission charge there. The parking's free.
Right.
The food and drink are reasonable. It's a good spot to come out and have some fun.
All right, let's get to it. Our options are limited. Just about everybody's shuttered today. But we've got Gulfstream, Hawthorne, and then Santa Anita. Where do you want to go for radio today?
Go to Santa Anita. In the eighth race today at Santa Anita, number 9, Manaya, overcame a trip last time, got blocked behind horses on the fence, showed some heart-splitting horses to get the win. I thought a lot better race. Gets a nice post on the outside for a stocking trip today. Andy Mathis trains a filly that I think is on the improve, 4-1 on the program, number 9, Manaya, race number 8, Santa Anita.
Terrific. John, can't wait to listen to you and Bob and company next Saturday, 1 week in front of the Derby. Thank you so much.
You got it, Mike. Good luck today.
All right, and I also want to point out Toby Terrell of Winner's Card texted me a horse, unfortunately, the same race John's in. He says, make it number 7, Thirsty Trickster. That's Billy Ann and Georgie for Dean Peterson in today's 8th at Santa Anita. Again, first post time, 12 noon. Joining me right now, the one and only Bob Mazursky. You can catch his morning line and comments each and every racing day in his graded handicap and all the Southern California News Group papers. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Happy Easter to you and everybody listening.
You as well, man. And want to get a quick word from you on the professor, Gordon Jones. You kind of succeeded him as the top guy in the sports section with the Herald with making selections. But I know you always thought a great deal of Gordon. I've been in touch with his daughter, Joanne, and she sent me, you know, some of the tributes that she's getting from people. One of them was from Frank Olivares. And, it, you know, I think maybe even especially more so them before social media, when positive things were written about jockeys then, man, they appreciated it so much. Frank said, you know, he's the first guy to call me Frankie O. He'd say, and ridden by Frankie O. He goes, it stuck throughout my whole career. And I never knew Gordon was the reason for that. I cashed a lot of tickets on Frankie O, Bob.
Well, I knew Gordon from the time I started working at the Herald as a copy boy, and then I got onto the sports staff, and he was always very nice to me. When I first started going to the press box, he was always very kind, him and Jerry A. both. And, you know, I grew up reading both of them, and I'm old enough to remember the guys that were before them, Jim Mitchell and George Main. So, I read the Herald for many years. And I
Long
so
shot Jim Mitchell, Bob.
That's right. I felt so thrilled to be able to work there and work alongside them. I got in the consensus box first, and then you said when Gordon left the paper in early 85, I took over as the racing writer. And, you know, I did that until the Herald had ceased to exist in the fall of 1989.
He was ahead of his time, and he was
– Absolutely.
He was glib. The network guys, they'd come out here. They needed a soundbite, an analysis, say on the Santa Anita Derby. Gordon was the go-to guy. A great-looking guy, so well-spoken, articulate, And he could be concise. He knew television. You had to keep it short. The brevity was so important. But, Bob, how great a writer was the prof?
Tremendous writer. I mean, I think that's the most underrated part about him, what a great writer
question.
He was.
You,
and, you know, as you said, he was very articulate, very – and he could be – I remember some rejoinders he had to people in the press box when things when there was a little bit of a disagreement. There were some great lines he uttered over the years. So, yeah,
Bob,
a lot of great memories in that press box with a lot of – certainly a lot of characters back in those days.
I witnessed a few of the rejoinders myself. I was thinking – you know, if you were going to think you're going to debate, play a little ping pong with the prof, pack a lunch, and you're in all likelihood going to run a bad second. He was amazing,
absolutely.
Man. All right, Bob, how about a best bet on Easter Sunday?
I'm going to go to the race after John Lindo, the ninth. I like the outside, the number 10 horse, Cat the Confidant. Thought ran very well first time out for John Souther with a closed third. Switches to Berrios today, stretches out, had a good work since the race. I think the Sadler Maidens tend to improve second time out, and I don't see any reason why she won't handle the mile. So number 10, Cat the Confidant in race 9.
Hector Berrios, John Sadler. Hey, Bob, enjoy the day. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good, Mike. Take care.
Late on the break, Elise will take it. Coming back strong with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NyraBets.com. Now, they're dark in New York, but Matt found the sunshine at Gulfstream Park. Stay with us.
Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
The nighttime racing action returns at Los Alamitos next Saturday night with another thrilling racing card at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We're off this Easter Sunday at Los Alamitos, but we'll be back before you know it. The racing program next Saturday will include night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is over 200,000, plus our ever-popular 10,000 pick six promo. We'll add 10,000 to the pick six pool if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players and racing fans. We're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the Kentucky Derby on Saturday, May 3rd. Los Alamitos Futurity winner Journalism will be hoping to lead the field in the Kentucky Derby. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. Remember, live racing returns here next Saturday night.
Hi, by Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Hey fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the United States and Canada. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, and I'm not quite sure where he's at, but we're going to find out. Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NairaBets.com. Hey, Matt, good morning. Happy Easter. Where are you?
Happy Easter to you as well. I am at a Waffle House parking lot in Frankfort, Kentucky. That's about all you need to know about where I'm, how my Easter's going today.
I got to tell you, the first time I was ever driving through Frankfort, this was December 1975. I don't think you were on the ground yet then, Matt, but the thing that struck me was all the streams and creeks, they were kind of muddy. Is that still the case?
It is indeed still the case, but I'm glad that at least the weather that they had, the bad weather a couple weeks ago, has cleared up. It's absolutely beautiful here in Kentucky, but
nice.
Unfortunately no racing in the bluegrass state today.
Right, and there are some blue laws down there, so you'll have to kind of pick and choose as to what you want, where, and when. Right now, we'd like a horse to bet on. I think you're going to Gulfstream?
Absolutely, yeah. Gulfstream Park, race number 4, 2:21 p.m. Eastern time is the post, 11:21 a.m. Pacific. It's a $12,500 claimer going 5.5 furlongs on the Tapeta for 3-year-old note fillies and mares. I like the number 5, Oshala, at 8-1. This is a horse that won in debut last time out over the Tapeta at this 5.5 furlong distance. If you look at this race, there's not a lot of speed. I think she's got the best speed in the field. I hope jockey Trejos is aggressive, takes her straight to the front. I think she's got a chance to step up and put two wins together to start off her career. Sired by the great horse Flame, who's actually producing 17% synthetic sprint sires, or winners, I should say. So I like Oshala a lot in race number 4. Is a little bit of a upset pick, 8-1 on the morning line.
And belated congrats on behalf of the listeners. You gave us a $21.60 winner in the third a week ago at Aqueduct by the name of Pirate. Great job, but that's turf history. Let's talk about what's going on now. You guys return to the grass at the Big 8 tentatively this Wednesday the 23rd, but I understand there's a kind of a wet forecast in the offing.
There is a little bit of a wet forecast. We'll keep an eye on it. We have a couple of races carded on Wednesday. The good news is that the weather this past weekend has been absolutely beautiful in New York. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it can take a little bit of precipitation and not really throw things off too much. But we're thrilled to be back on the turf in New York, and that's the real sign of spring up in the Empire State.
Get us signed up for NairaBets.com, and you can bet on tracks nationwide.
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com or download the NairaBets app. We have a $200 deposit match bonus, and right now we have an additional promo for a $25 free win bet with the Kentucky Derby. So make sure to sign up and play today. We got promos across the country and across the world.
Great job, Matt. Listen, stay tuned online at ThoroughbredLA.com. We got Al Michaels coming up in the next hour. We're going to be talking about a handicapping legend named Gordon Jones, and looking forward to that. Look forward to having you next week. Happy Easter, my man. There went Matt. All right, we're gonna step aside for a few minutes. We're coming back strong, heading to Laurel, Maryland. Going to be checking in with the director of racing now in Maryland, a good friend, former colleague at Santa Anita and Del Mar, Chris Murs. A lot of shows straight ahead. Don't go away.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
The nighttime racing action returns at Los Alamitos next Saturday night with another thrilling racing card at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We're off this Easter Sunday at Los Alamitos, but we'll be back before you know it. The racing program next Saturday will include night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is over $200,000, plus our ever-popular $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 to the pick six pool if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players and racing fans. We're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the Kentucky Derby on Saturday, May 3rd. Los Alamitos Futurity winner Journalism will be hoping to lead the field in the Kentucky Derby. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burghardt Sports Bar. It's the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. Remember, live racing returns here next Saturday night.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Marketry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marketry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. With world-class speed and the ability to carry it a distance of ground, Forbidden Kingdom is a tremendous opportunity for the California breeder. And he joins a stallion roster that includes perennial top sire Clubhouse Ride, along with Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzan. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Happy Easter to everybody out there. Happy Passover, wherever that all applies. We got a lot of ground to cover. Again, Al Michaels, just an absolutely legendary figure in American sportscasting all time, joins us bottom of the hour. Right now, though, we get back to Laurel, Maryland. I believe that's where we're going. And we're going to say hello to an old friend, Chris Murs, who this past January was named Executive Director of the Maryland Racing Commission. Hey, Chris, good morning and belated congratulations on your appointment.
Good morning, Mike. It's nice to hear from you again, and it's nice to be back on.
Chris, you took kind of a circuitous route there. You had worked in Maryland for the Stronach Group, and then you came back out here to Southern California. You left Santa Anita to go to Canterbury Park. It looked like things weren't going to work out in terms of purses with the Indian gaming interests. And, man, you went to Maryland, and you got yourself a hell of a job. I know you got to be happy with the way things are moving there in Maryland.
Yeah, I found myself in a good spot here in Maryland. The state took over on January 1, and they've got a great catch in Bill Knopf leading the charge at the track there. So
right.
He's been able to put some forward-thinking ideas forward, and they had a heck of a day yesterday. Breaking one of their handle records with $5.5 million. And they also had a test there that was both online and in person. They were expecting 120 entries, and they got 240. So
phenomenal.
Overall, it was a great day, and it was a great start to the turf season that opened up on Friday.
You know, I've never been to any of the farms there in Maryland, but I am told unequivocally that is horse country. There's a deep rooted passion. It's cultural. It's traditional. People love the horse. They love racing in Maryland. This deal where now the state has taken over at Laurel, we've also got Pimlico, but First Racing retains rights to the Preakness. Can you give us a Cliff Notes, synopsis of what has happened in Maryland in the past year, how this came about, where the First Racing has stepped away for the most part, but not entirely? What are the dynamics here?
So First Racing and the state got into negotiations for the state to take over starting on January 1, which they did. They formed an operating group called the Maryland Thoroughbred Racing Operation Authority, whose sole purpose was to negotiate with the Stronach Group on facilitating a change. So they got pretty much everything done before January 1st of this year, and that's when the state took over, and the state has put a lot of interest into this. It's like you said, it's horse country here. You drive around everywhere. There's horse stickers on cars. There's
right.
more horses per mile than anywhere else in the country, and there's farms everywhere. So the state itself is very invested in breeding. It's very invested in racing, and they're doing the, bet on ourselves model that they think they can, put something together that's dynamic and forge a different blueprint than what we've seen in the past in racing.
Okay, talk about the circuit and horse populations you may be drawing from. Obviously, the state bred program, very, very important. You had a record-breaking day yesterday, 12 races. I mentioned 5 stakes, 6 races on the grass. But where are your athletes coming from? Where are you drawing from? And what is the circuit available to most of these people?
So Maryland races pretty much all through the winter. So they picked up from it's been a year-round schedule for the past few years, but this year they're actually going to take a break in July to allow Colonial to run. So this year what they have going on is they'll race all the way up until Pimlico, which starts on May 9th. They'll go to the Preakness on May 18th, and then they'll race at Laurel all the way up to July. Well, there'll be a break from July 1 all the way to August 17th when racing comes back live. And that's during that time when they're in a break there. They'll have Delaware Park running and Colonial Downs running.
Okay. And those venues aren't that far from where you're at Laurel.
No, the Delaware Park is about 90 minutes, and Colonial is only about a 3-hour drive.
Okay, Chris, and we're visiting with Chris Murray, Executive Director, Maryland Racing Commission. Chris, explain the dynamics of the Preakness at Pimlico. I've read where the state of Maryland is going to invest $400 million in rejuvenating Pimlico. It's an old, dilapidated facility. It needs the investment, but First Racing apparently retains the rights to the Preakness. Is that sunsetted? Is that in perpetuity? Tell us how that's going to shake out.
So this First Racing is going to run the Preakness for the next 2 years, so 2025 this year and 26 next year. And starting in 2027, the state will take over running the Preakness. The Stronach Group will get about anywhere between $4 to $6 million to lease it out to the state. At that point, there's $400 million going into Pimlico, which construction will start on that 30 to 45 days after the Preakness runs. And not only are they putting money into Pimlico and rebuilding it, they are going to build a state-of-the-art training facility only about 40 minutes away from Pimlico. So we'll have a nice infrastructure here in Maryland where we can work off of, where there'll be 300 to 400 horses on the grounds at Pimlico and about 800 horses at the new training facility once it opens.
And who funds the building of the training facility? The state?
That comes from the state and the bonds that were negotiated.
Okay. I want to read a quote from the press release announcing your arrival, Chris, back in January. And I parse this. Together with our industry stakeholders and horsemen, passionate bettors and devoted fans, we will propel the sport into an innovative and sustainable future while also honoring Maryland's rich racing heritage, end quote, Chris Murs. And this sort of thing is so, so, so important, especially when we look at the issues around the country. South Florida jumps off the page. You know you've got to be inclusive, Chris.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, the state is taking this very seriously, along with the breeders and the owners here. You know, we've been hearing from a lot of bettors, too, which is why, you know, Bill Knopf and his team put together a great betting challenge that they did yesterday, and, you know, working with the states around us to form, you know, a comprehensive circuit. And you can see that going into this year. What happened last week might be the first time this has ever happened, but the Maryland's breeding program and Virginia's breeding program are combining with stakes, which added an additional $1 million to the state bred stake program. So it's really the first time that the two states are working together and trying to forge a path forward.
Okay, that leads me to maybe the last question, but I lie occasionally. how are your purses funded? Is there any gaming revenue available, or the prospect of same looking ahead?
So as most racetracks are, they have the parimutuel handle. But on top of that, we also get 80 to 90% of our purses through video lottery terminals. So those are, you know, slot machines at casinos that have to pay 6% of their gross over into the purse account, and that's how purses and breeding incentives are, are funded in the state.
Well, let's hope that's airtight, Chris, because as you know, we see a long-standing agreement at Gulfstream. There's new legislation pending which would undo it. So hopefully that is airtight and it can bear strong strong opposition.
No, and I think it is. We have a lot of the legislator that comes out to the races. They come out to the breeding farms and they're very invested. So
yeah,
they understand how important it is to, you know, the racing industry here to have those, and they're going to make sure it's not going to go away anytime soon.
Okay, now I did fib a little bit. Looking ahead now, race dates at Laurel while things are going on at Pimlico.
So once Pimlico closes at May, we will exclusively be at Laurel until May of 2027.
So you'll run the Preakness at Laurel?
In 2026, yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. Hey, Chris, really enjoyed the time. Really enjoyed working with you out here at Santa Anita. Can't tell you how you've been missed. And they've got a great guy now sitting in your old chair, Jason Egan, doing everything he can do. But, boy, it was fun working with you. I wish you all the best there in Maryland. And wish you happy Easter, you and your family, Chris Mers.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Really appreciate talking to you, and look forward to hearing from you soon.
Well, we'll get you on again soon. Thanks so much, Chris. All right, before I go to Bruce Finkelstein up in Las Vegas, a quick word about Doug O'Neill. Now, he's got a very live horse in today's American Stakes. The seventh comes off a huge second as a long shot in the Grade 1 Frankie Kilrow Mile. Back at a mile today, Kyle Frey again up for Doug. Owner Joe Navarro, want to wish Doug O'Neill and company all the best with Zio Joe. 3-1 on the morning line in today's American, and that'll be the seventh of 10 today at Santa Anita. Early first post, 12 noon. And a quick word about Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. If you're heading over to the Derby Room at Fairplex or heading home from there, you're in the area, check it out. They're at the corner of Foothill and D Street, right next to Stater Brothers, behind In-N-Out Burger. As Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Let's go to the phones now, and as advertised, we check in with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
First things first, happy Passover, and thank you on behalf of the listeners. A nice winner at Keeneland last Sunday, 13 colonies, and that came back $8.92.
Great ride by Irad. Boy, I'll tell you, what a polished rider he is. The horse just exploded under him, so we'll take it. It's nice when favorites, Mike, when you go to places like Keeneland, isn't it like nice when you have the first or second choice pay $8, $9? It makes a big difference. You can bet favorites and still make money.
Field size, but every bit as important, depth.
Yeah.
They've got it. the racing there is off the charts, Bruce.
It really is, on a daily basis.
Hey, Bruce,
really enjoyed the handicap.
We don't have much time, but I know you two were acquainted as a young guy with Professor Gordon Jones.
Yeah, I worked for a radio show and did all kinds of called Inside Track. We won't get into that in the late 80s. And after being there for about 3 years, Gordon joined in, and we did radio together. We did a lot of seminars at Santa Anita at a restaurant called the Chez Sateau. At Fairplex Park, we did many seminars. And we also did radio when I came to Las Vegas. I did radio here. It was sponsored by Sam's Town. Also did seminars with him. So we had a long history. You know, we got along for the most part. Sometimes on a professional basis, we had our differences. But I'll tell you one thing I really learned about from him. First of all, he was great company. You went to dinner with him. He was
tremendous.
Always entertaining.
Tremendous.
And he was a listener, which, you know, is unusual, right?
Yeah.
It's super, like you said, articulate. And what I really learned from him, and it was a joy, really, when we got away from the business, we got along super well, actually. But what I did learn from him at the seminars is how well he treated the patrons. Sometimes they weren't always that agreeable and had complaints. He really knew how to charm people, and he had a lot of patience, and he really, those customers became friends and allies for him that stuck with him a long time. And it's the way he treated them. And like I said, sometimes it's not easy to do that, but I learned a lot in that respect from Gordon. And, you know, my condolences to Margaret, his longtime partner. She is a class lady, and Joanne, who I also knew. We lost a great one there. And, you know, like I said, the background there about his personality, I didn't think a lot of people knew, but really great company.
Unbelievable. And you just know the classroom was Gordon's ultimate stage, and he moved that to whenever he did the seminars. I don't think anybody ever did more seminars than Gordon Jones, and they were huge. If you remember the advertising in the Forum, Pat Rogerson was doing seminars, John Pappalardo, those were the days when Santa Anita, Hollywood, they were both averaging about 30,000 a day, 5 days a week, and the prof did them. Santa Anita, Hollywood, Pomona, Del Mar as well. And he would get the creme de la creme. He'd get Sandy Hawley. He got Chris McCarron when he first came out here. He got Lafitte. Those guys never forgot it. And he made it fun. I mean, the guy, I used a word in hour one, his level of energy, Bruce, he reminded me that old handicap horse in the early 70s, indefatigable. That was Gordon Jones.
Yeah, and do you remember when he was, you know, I remember when we did the seminars, he loved that bulletin board that he put, right?
Raise your hand. He'd have folks participate, you know.
He had great penmanship, too, by the way.
He did.
He was like a draftsman, almost, and he put the pick six together, putting all the numbers out and all the symbols and everything else. He loved doing that, and the public did, too, and everybody kind of felt a part of it. You know, everybody put their few dollars in the pick six, which was also highly successful. So, yeah, I don't know if there's going to be another one out there like Gordon.
No. Hey, remember the 11th commandment, Bruce?
What was that?
Thou shalt reverse when you're talking about an exact.
The other thing he always used to say at seminars, Mike, he always loved this saying, in the land of the blind, the man with one eye is king. Use that quite a bit.
He was really something. Anyway, let's make some money, Bruce. Very limited menu today. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to Gulfstream Park for the 8th race, Mike. A horse shipping back from Southern California. We're going 5/8 on the turf. Is Wrigleyville. This horse actually started its career here at Gulfstream at this distance, 5 furlongs. She ran decent. She ran third. She became a middle distance horse. And if you see in her recent races at Del Mar and in Saratoga, she liked to pull. She liked to make a middle move, and then she kind of empties out at the end. That type of horse might translate well to the shorter distance. Maybe she takes back and makes one run. There is plenty of speed in here. I like her right off the bench at this distance. 8th race at Gulfstream, the 6th, Wrigleyville, listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
And the 8th at Gulf, slated to go 4:24 Eastern. Bruce, what about a selection here at Santa Anita?
Okay, my apologies. I'm going to chalk out. Let's make this a what was the most probable winner for Gordon Jones? That was one of his titles here. I'm going to go most probable winner in the early pick five. Apologies for a short price in the fourth race on the bottom horse, the seven, Michi's Express. Andy Mathis has figured Southern California out, Mike. He had a really good winter meet at Santa Anita. He claimed this horse in a mid-March race where he ran a grinding second. Not a bad effort. He's won sprinting before as he turns back. I love the route to sprint angle. There's speed to set it up for him. I think he can grind out this win. He'll probably be a little bit of a short price. He's 2-1 on the line. Fourth race, a pick five single, race four, number seven, Michi's Express.
Terrific. And I know the menu's limited right now, but you'll be picking up toward the end of the week. Tell us about betonbruce.com.
So it's just Santa Anita and Gulfstream today on the full card, a late pick four at Gulfstream, along with the full card at Santa Anita with audio. Also, best bets at Santa Anita, and we'll be back in action at Keeneland starting on Wednesday and Thursday, and then over to Santa Anita on Friday.
Bruce, thank you. All the best. Enjoy the family today. Thank you.
Take care, Mike.
All right, stepping aside as advertised, coming back with a legendary figure in American sportscasting. His name is Al Michaels. He was a student of the one and only Professor Gordon Jones many moons ago. We're going to find out about it and more. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
The nighttime racing action returns at Los Alamitos next Saturday night with another thrilling racing card at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We're off this Easter Sunday at Los Alamitos, but we'll be back before you know it. The racing program next Saturday will include night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is over $200,000. Plus our ever-popular $10,000 Pick 6 promo. We'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the Kentucky Derby on Saturday, May 3rd. Los Alamitos Futurity winner Journalism will be hoping to lead the field in the Kentucky Derby. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. Remember, live racing returns here next Saturday night.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Hour 2, Thurber, Los Angeles. Folks, David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, they have been great supporters of this show for decades and of Thoroughbred Horse Racing. Check out the Wilson Automotive Group, South Bay Toyota, Villa Ford of Orange, and so much more. You know, we've got some political stuff blowing in the wind. It looks like there's a hiatus now, and hopefully we got some good news on the back end of this little period of uncertainty. But get into David Wilson's Toyota of Orange now, and you're going to get a great deal. You'll never beat the customer service and follow-up. I know from multiple personal experiences, if you get into Toyota of Orange, say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. That number to call at Toyota of Orange is 714-639-6750. And if you go to toyotaoforange.com, you're going to see literally thousands of outstanding reviews. They've been in business a long time on Tustin at Catella. David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, great supporters of the show. And also want to be sure to let everybody know, if you've got plumbing issues, commercial or residential, you're never going to beat the follow-up and the professionalism that you're going to be experiencing at Western Rooter. Owned by my good friends Mike Glenn, along with Larry and John Batala, family-owned for more than four decades now. Really, all you need to know, go to their website. They've got over 400 five-star reviews. The number to call at Western Rooter, 626-448-6455. If you mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice, commercial or residential. I can tell you they're on time, they're under budget, they're professional. Western Rooter, the best in the West, and we really do mean it. One other little bit of business here as we try to make connections with Al Michaels. Want to let you know, folks, it's here, an exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to DataEel.com. That's DataEel.com or HorseRacingSimple.com. Data Eel, an exciting new opportunity for thoroughbred horse players. I'll tell you what we're going to do, Elise. Let's go ahead and take that time out that we take around 45. We'll take it now. We'll try and make connections with Al Michaels and see what happens. But we're going to step aside here for a few minutes, try and get this done again. Al Michaels scheduled to come on and say a few words about a guy that he had great respect for, the late handicapper Gordon Jones, who left us this past Friday at age 95. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Radio.
AM 830.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
The nighttime racing action returns at Los Alamitos next Saturday night with another thrilling racing card at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We're off this Easter Sunday at Los Alamitos, but we'll be back before you know it. The racing program next Saturday will include night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is over $200,000, plus our ever-popular $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 to the Pick Six pool if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players and racing fans. We're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the Kentucky Derby on Saturday, May 3rd.
Los Alamitos Futurity winner Journalism will be hoping to lead the field in the Kentucky Derby. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. Remember, live racing returns here next Saturday night.
Welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, and right now it's an honor to welcome aboard, in my opinion, and I think in the opinion of the vast majority of people who've been around, America's greatest living sportscaster, Mr. Al Michaels. Hey, Al, good morning. Thanks for taking time for us, and happy Passover to you.
You bet. And happy Easter and whatever else is in the mix right now.
Where it applies, yeah. Hey, Al, I remember many years ago, you told me as a young kid, before you and your family moved out here to L.A., you used to go to the harness races at Yonkers, right?
At Roosevelt Raceway. We lived on Long Island.
Okay.
So Roosevelt Raceway in Westbury. And my father would take me and my brother out to Roosevelt Raceway. And that's where I learned about Stanley Dancer and Billy Houghton.
Wow.
And all these guys that nobody's ever heard of. Adios Harry was the big horse in those years.
Yeah.
So that's how I broke into the paramutual betting.
And harness racing was so huge at that time, particularly in that part of the country, Al.
Very much so. And, in fact, you know, when I was at ABC all of those years and did a whole bunch of different events on Wide World of Sports, I actually did the Hamiltonian in the early 90s, but they weren't holding it at that point in, I think it was DuQuoin, Illinois, was the home of it, and they had moved it around the country. And I actually did the Hamiltonian in the early 90s at the Meadowlands, you know, outside New York City. And I believe there was a horse named Super Bowl who was in that race and might have even won the race. So I go back a long way with harness racing, with all kinds of, you know, thoroughbred racing, obviously. You name it, and I think I've done it through the years, especially at Wide World of Sports.
And done it better than anybody else, I'll say that. Al, we don't have much time. Before we talk about the one and only Professor Gordon Jones, I got to tell you, your book, you know, you Can't Make This Up, came out about 10 years ago. Al, I didn't read it. I inhaled it. I tell you, I would encourage everybody, go online. It is so incredible, taking the reader behind the scenes. There were two things that just, I laughed out loud. One of them, the stuff on Cosell alone was worth 10 times the price of the book. You talked about how Howard used to love to give eulogies. Kenny Boyer, legendary third baseman, primarily with the St. Louis Cardinals, had passed away. And Howard insisted on doing a live stand-up. And he said, when you think about the St. Louis Cardinals, you must embrace the countenance of one Kenton Lloyd Boyer. And then Lasorda's reaction and the back and forth, it made me laugh. But the funniest thing was Earl Weaver on a sight check at Candlestick Park. It must have been ABC Monday Night Baseball, Al, but tell us, how much did Earl enjoy being at Candlestick Park?
Well, that was the All-Star Game in 1984.
Okay.
So Earl had managed, remember, Earl's whole career had been in the American League. This is before interleague play, so he'd never been to Candlestick Park. And we're in the car going back to the hotel. We'd gone out there on Monday. The game is on Tuesday, just to do some interviews with the guys on Monday afternoon. And it's blowing like crazy. And, you know, the coldest, you know, I think, who was it, Mark Twain or somebody, said that the coldest winter he ever spent was a summer in San Francisco. So we get into the car, and Earl is going, oh, I can't believe this is unbelievable, the whole thing. And I'm explaining to him, you know, how Candlestick Park was built, and I said, basically, it's a monument to political chicanery.
Yes.
What was going on in the city with the mayor, George Christopher, and a guy named Charlie Horney, who was the developer, and it was his land, and the land was worthless.
Unbelievable.
And they wound up building Candlestick, and then the next night, we come on the air on the All-Star Game, and during the open, we have a blimp shot of Candlestick Park, and, you know, in effect, Howard says within 30 seconds, you're looking live at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Some would say a monument to political chicanery. Nevertheless, the site of tonight's All-Star Baseball game on ABC Sports. So Howard at that point was pretending he was asleep in the car as we're going back, heard everything I said, and then
of course.
He was Howard could be a lot of things, including a parrot.
A plagiarizer, yeah. But
oh yeah.
But
oh,
Earl, yeah. He really enjoyed his time there, didn't he? I mean, the profanity and Al, it's priceless, you know.
Well, I mean, in the World Series of 1979, which I did with Cosell and Don Drysdale, and before the fifth game, which was a late afternoon game on a Sunday, I saw Earl by the batting cage. He looked terrible. You know, Earl always looked like an unmade bed, but he looked particularly awful this afternoon. And I said, Earl, you okay? And Earl said, I couldn't get any sleep last night. The hotel was so, noisy, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, where are you guys staying? And he said, we're staying at a hotel that's so bleeping old, they named William Penn after the hotel. So that was our boy Earl. He was fabulous to work with. I had a blast with him.
Well, and I know it was fabulous to have been a student back in the early, mid-60s, and you had a guy in front of you by the name of Gordon Jones. Talk about your introduction to him. And just your measure of the man, Gordon Jones, who left us at age 95 this past Friday.
Yeah. So I majored in radio and TV, minored in journalism. So I had a journalism class, and Professor Jones was up front and center. And we became, you know, not only student teacher, but pals, because we both shared this intense love of horse racing. So after about, I'd say, a month or so, we started talking about this and that, and then we decided that we were going to go out to Turf Paradise. And this is before, you know, you could get there on the freeway in, you know, 25, 30 minutes. In those days, it would take you almost an hour.
Yeah.
So what we would do, the class would go from like 11:20 to maybe 12:15, something like that. And we would sit there before the class with the racing form. And if we liked something in the Daily Double. So what Professor Jones would do is he would stop the class at about noon, 20 minutes early. We would jump into the car and drive out to Turf Paradise and bet the double. Now, can you have a better teacher than that? No, you can't.
A kindred spirit, you know.
Oh, but by far. And yeah. We did that a number of times, and then we started bringing other kids with us and the whole thing. But you could always count it. If there was something that we wanted to put down a few bucks on in the double, class over it at 12 noon, 20 minutes early. It was crazy, and nobody knew what we were doing either. It was great.
Unbelievable. You know, Al, I thought of you when I got the news about Gordon, and I remember you saying on a Pro Bowl broadcast, I think from Hawaii, I don't know how it came up. You guys are, you know, just talking extemporaneously, and you mentioned Gordon Jones, and you listed him at the top of your academic experience, and after all these years, you still feel the same way. I've been saying throughout the roughly 2 hours here this morning, his energy, his enthusiasm, of course, he was so incredibly articulate, and Al, he was a great-looking guy. I think he could have had a career in television, but he was the package. He had a passion for gambling and racing, and that took him down in, you know, in some respects, but he was an amazing guy. What he brought, the energy he brought to what he really loved was something to behold.
Well, he was, and you're right, he was a very smart man, not just in knowing about horses and racing and betting. He had, wide-ranging knowledge. You could talk to him about almost anything. I remember that, you know, especially in those years. So I was, like 19 or 20 years old, and Gordon must have been the professor at that point, maybe in his mid-30s. But we would, you know, on our drives out to Turf Paradise, we could talk about anything.
Right.
And everything.
Yeah.
So, and you know, he really found his calling. As great as he was as an instructor, as a professor, as a teacher, and then he went to the, I just couldn't believe it, when he went to the L.A. Herald Examiner as the handicapper, I'm going, wait a minute, this is my professor at Arizona State. Look at him. He found his true. He found his true calling. He really did. But what a life and truly an amazing man. And God bless. He lived to be 95 years old.
Yeah.
How great is that?
Yeah, and he was up in Vegas up until about a year and a half ago.
Right.
I enjoyed my time with him. We did live simulcast television together out at the LA County Fair, and I mean, he had a big group of followers. Al Michaels, can't thank you enough for taking time. Want to also note that you're now with Amazon Prime Video, and you've re-upped for this coming season with the NFL Thursday Night Football?
I have, yeah. This will be my 40th year of doing the NFL in prime time. So, and I love the people I work with. We've got a great group there. The Amazon folks are right. fully invested in making this a great show. They're in it for the long haul, and I've enjoyed the 3 years I've had there, and they've gone by very quickly. So why step away?
And
that's my feeling about the whole thing.
Yeah, I've read that the schedule's better this year. The game makes the show. It looks like you're going to have some good matchups coming into this season. I know you're looking forward to that.
Oh, for sure. No, the first year we had a whole bunch of games that were going, well, what is this all about? And then the second and third year, I mean, last year we had some terrific games. You know, they gave us Detroit against Green Bay. They gave us the 49ers twice, and they had, come off a Super Bowl appearance the year before.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I know we've had some really good matchups, and I anticipate that they're going to do a pretty good job for us again this year when the schedule comes out in May.
Al Michaels, again, thanks for your time. I hope we can get you back sometime here in the future. Have a great day with family. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Take care, man.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Al Michaels with us. I'll tell you what, Elise, let's go ahead and finish that commercial block. Folks, it's real short. She tells me like 2 minutes. She's holding her fingers up. We'll hold her to it. We're coming back right out of that with the one and only Toby Calla from South Florida. And then take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. Stay with us.
This love is getting kind of dangerous.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. As advertised, we're going to head down to South Florida and check in with my good friend Toby Calla. Toby, good morning. And listen, okay. What happened to Toby? Okay. We're going to get Toby Calla here in just a moment. We'll try and reconnect here. Thought we had him. Sorry about that. And then Jonathan Hardoon patiently standing by. Folks, a 12-race card today at Santa Anita. Make it a 10-race card. We get underway at 12 noon. And the biggest Easter egg hunt in the San Gabriel Valley. Hey, if you're on the fence at this late time of the morning and you got little guys, head over to Santa Anita. Go to the infield off Colorado Place. It is so much fun. It's just fun to see the wonder in their eyes. And when they let them go, it's like a covey of quail, and they're picking up eggs everywhere. Really, it's a good time. First post time on this Easter Sunday, so you get out early. Are we okay, Elise? Okay, we've got them now. Hey, Toby, good morning. Sorry about that. Well, we don't have them yet. We were doing so good.
Can you hear me?
I got you now, Toby. Thank you.
Okay.
Everything all right?
Everything's great down here. Hopefully it's well out there. I know you've had a busy show. I'll cut right to the chase. Race two at Gulfstream today, like the four. His name is The Franchise. He'll race on Lasix and as a gelding for the first time today. Behind him, we're looking at the six Pet Mac, the eight Nanoman, and the nine Bourbon Outlaw. 4, 6, 8, 9. Win or lose, don't want.
And the weather's good, Toby? Is that the deal?
Chamber of Commerce. 80 degrees, sunny, breezy, no complaints.
Okay, race two, number four, The Franchise. And a sign post time there, 1:19 Eastern. Toby, have a great day, and we'll talk next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks,
Mike. Okay, and now we'll say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragus and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Mike. Terrific interview with Al Michaels. I really enjoyed it, and it brought back a lot of memories. I grew up going to Roosevelt Raceway as well. They used to get 65,000 people there on a Friday and Saturday night. It was the only game in town, and everybody showed up.
Amazing. I was never there. But, you know, I didn't want to bring it up with Al, but Bob Benoit, who was a legendary publicity guy at Santa Anita, and then he's got the photo concession. Bob has left us, but at Santa Anita, Del Mar, and for the thoroughbreds at Los Alamitos, they did a number of junkets to the Hambletonian there in Illinois, and a guy by the name of Chick Hearn was with them, I think, 5 or 6 times. He said Chicky loved it. They would take the train to Chicago, and Chick just enjoyed every minute of it, you know?
It's amazing how many people involved in sports really love horses.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a shame that they're not exposed and people really, you know, I think it would be great for the game. But listen, Billy Kilmer, you can Don Zimmer, go through it all. Joe Torre, keep going. It's just nonstop.
Believe me, a whole roster of them. I didn't want to bring this up with Al, but, you know, we talked about Earl Weaver, John. I read one time where his first wife said, you know, Earl was, first of all, he was a career minor league player. Then he became a manager for a long time before he finally got the shot after Hank Bauer. I think they let him go midway through the 67 season. He had swept the Dodgers in 66 as a manager. But anyway, she said the only thing worse than Earl being gone as much as he was when he was back home. So
I'm sure he fits in with a lot of other ex-husbands.
Right. Oh, for sure. All right, listen, let's get your selection on this Easter Sunday. Coming to Santa Anita, again, a 10-race card. We get underway at 12 noon Pacific. Who do you like?
Let's look at the 7th race today. This is the American. It's a Grade 3 stake, and I really love the number one horse in here, Zio Joe. This is a 5-year-old gelding from the Doug O'Neill barn. Kyle Freya bought to ride. I keep running this race in my brain, and I just keep seeing this horse working out a perfect trip. He's got enough early speed to stay close. He's going to get first run. 3-1 on the morning line. Not a big price, but certainly good enough. I like number one, Zio Joe, to win today's 7th race out at Santa Anita.
John, they say successful people visualize their dreams, and let's live it today. Number one, Zio Joe, Doug O'Neill and Kyle Frey teaming up here. That's going to be the Ragus and Sheets play of the day for hour two. And assigned post time for the 7th, and they'll run on time today at Santa Anita, 3:10 Pacific. As we noted in hour one, John, a limited menu today nationwide. But, boy, things are going to be opening up in the Kentucky Derby now less than 2 weeks away.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks from yesterday. It's getting exciting. They draw next Saturday. And actually, 2 weeks from today, Mike, we'll be discussing the Derby and why, what happened, happened, and what went wrong, and everyone's excuse in the race, and everything else that goes with it.
Well, you're going to be discussing what you think is going to happen, and you'll have a much clearer idea the night before the Derby at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, and you'll be joined by Ralph Sirocco and John Lindo. And if folks can't make it, it's on their website, southpointcasino.com. So I know it's a lot of fun for you every year, John.
It is. It's free, and people seem to love it. We've been doing it for about 5 or 6 years already,
yeah.
And We get a nice crowd and really a good group of people. We stick around. We answer questions afterwards. Always available to the public.
And you know, John, I was able to do it for a number of years at Samstown. Back when Norm Kelly was calling the shots there in racing sports. Tony Panessa, the professor. I mean, we had some great times there. We really did, you know.
Yeah, and again, people enjoy it. They like to interact with people that they listen to every week on the radio or whatever.
Yeah.
And we like to meet the listeners. So it's good all around, and it's good for the game.
John.
And again, go ahead.
I didn't plan this, but I had one very public debate with the professor at Samstown in front of the 2010 Breeders' Cup Classic. He was not a Zenyatta fan, said she didn't have the numbers. She wouldn't finish 1-2-3 in the Breeders' Cup Classic, which she got beat a half ahead by Blame. And I listened to it, and I said, Gordon, I'll tell you what. If Zenyatta doesn't hit the board tomorrow in the Breeders' Cup Classic, I'll kiss your ass right out there at the middle of Flamingo and Boulder Highway on the 4th of July at high noon, and I'll give you an hour to draw a crowd. How's that for a way to end the show today?
There you go, Mike. Nothing like going out in style.
Happy.
Thank you, my friend.
Happy day. Enjoy the family. Thank you so much. My thanks to Elise Diaz. Folks, look forward to having a great day, and we'll join you next week. So long.
Been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.